This is the opening market report for Thursday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Eric Rolf of Comstock for our opening market discussion. Eric, day off of trade yesterday. What are we looking at with the trade in the grains?
Well, it looks like we're going to be fairly well steady here as we come into the morning hours. The one thing that could steer that would be the outside influence from the macro markets of commodities specifically, and that being the energies and the metals. Looking at what's been going on overnight, I mean, you've got crude oil up $1.35, $1.50, that kind of range. Silver's up 54 cents, gold's up $20 an ounce. So some big moves in some major markets that could positively influence the grains as we come into the morning. And the same could be true of the meats. But really, the primary grain focus is South America right now, especially now that we're past the first of the year. Now we're just a couple of months from some of that early harvest coming out of Brazil. And so traders are definitely keeping that in mind, and that will become by far and away the primary focus moving forward, regardless of what our demand situation looks like domestically.
Eric, I know you always have a close eye on South America and keeping up with what's happening there. I'm a little bit confused. Do we have weather issues in southern Brazil as well, or is it just Argentina? Because it does seem like I've heard conflicting reports.
Southern Brazil has definitely, we don't want to call it issues yet. They needed a reprieve from moisture, and they're getting it. They were actually too wet for quite some time, and so they needed to dry up a little bit. They are drying up a little bit. However, as we know, grain traders look at, oh, it's a dry forecast. That's a bad thing, right? That's just the general sentiment when you're talking about grains and looking at weather. Dry is bad. But in this case, it's actually not that bad of a thing. What would be bad is if this carries for 2, 3, 4 weeks as we move through the month of January, and those regions are in the heart of growing season. I mean, January is their July.
That was Eric Rolf with Comstock. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Hi, my name is Lauren Botine, and I've been a certified crop advisor in Iowa for 4.5 years now. The Iowa CCA program is valuable to me because it allows employers and customers to have a peace of mind knowing that they have a trusted agronomic advisor and partner helping them in the field. The CCA program's rigorous continuing education, informational updates, and highest ethical standards provides comfort to customers in the field knowing that I am equipped to address various agronomic topics and trends. To learn more about becoming a certified crop advisor, visit iowacca.org.
March corn down 1¾ at 456¾. January soybeans down 4¼ at 994 even. January soybean meal up 0.25 at 307.80. January soybean oil up 7 cents at 39.85. On the Merck, February live cattle up 60 cents at 192.20. January feeder cattle up $2.07 at 265.10. February lean hogs down 80 cents at 80.50. Class 3 milk up 16 cents at 20.47. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.